Yay! Thank you for coming. I'm so excited.
Thank you
Everything
for
is so
having me.
nice. Everything is so cozy. Do you like it?
I love it. I'm so impressed with the setup.
Believe me too. I'm so impressed. I was like, oh my God, everything, I ordered everything and I was like, oh, I have to do that. I have to do that. And I was worried that, oh, maybe I order everything and I would never do that. So thank you for coming and supporting me.
Of course.
Yay.
I'm so proud of you, and I'm excited to be your first guest.
Yes. Yahoo. I'm gonna post everything and I'm gonna post on Instagram so you also like follow, not to follow, how to say that, put it on your page or
Oh
something like
yeah,
that. Yeah,
like
like
repost it.
repost it or something.
Yeah,
Yes.
definitely.
So what are we gonna talk about? We're gonna talk about the social media addiction.
Yeah, let's do it.
Nice. So what do you think? Just do you have anything you'd like to start with?
I would say what the first thing that comes to mind when I think of that is like using social media as you would another substance, as kind of an escape when you're not happy in your own life or dealing with difficult emotions, and just using it as a way to kind of numb yourself and kind of like tune out your own life and kind of go into another world kind of thing. And I think it can kind of leave you with that same empty feeling that like substances can, like that kind of, I don't know if you have ever gone out drinking and you know, it's fine. I'm not against partying or drinking, but to the point where it's done in kind of an unhealthy way, and you kind of go out and drink and you kind of feel happy and numb to everything, and then the next morning you wake up and you feel empty or you have regrets. And I feel like I sometimes get that same feeling when I have been on Instagram or TikTok for 3 hours, and you kind of turn off your phone and you have that like, what did I just do? Like that like
Right.
empty kind of, oh, well, why did I just do that feeling? Like regret or guilt maybe. And so I think that I don't know where I was going with that, but like how
Yeah,
it
right.
can be a substance kind of.
When you don't have your, when you don't enjoy or you don't like your own life, you like start scrolling and observe other people's lives. Like, oh my God, he's done that, he's done that. But I think it also in that like trouble way gives you that, oh my God, so for example, when you see a person, oh my God, he has a podcast and I still don't have it. I'm a nobody or something like that. So that's also difficult with the, and I think people don't really understand that it's also like a drug. So like, oh, you know what? I don't do drugs, I don't do alcohol, but they don't recognize that also like scrolling social media is also like a drug.
Yeah, you're still getting that dopamine and you're still s seeking out that high basically of that you feel when you are online.
Oh my
Like
God, I'm high. I'm high on social media. That's crazy.
yeah. I mean, I don't know, like I can definitely feel that kind of like that impulse to like scroll, and I notice that I feel that when I'm like need that dopamine, when I feel like, oh, like I need that hit. That
You
same
need, I need more, I need more.
yeah, that same kind of like you're seeking something out to like fill this bad feeling or whatever you're feeling in that moment. If you're feeling tired, I do. I mean, I scroll a lot when I'm tired, and I feel like it kind of like numbs me a little bit, and then I'm like, so I don't know. I don't.
So after you scroll, like, do you still feel tired, or do you feel like, oh, I'm not tired anymore, I have to do something?
I think I feel more tired, but like at night, like I'll be really tired and ready to go to bed, but then I'm scrolling for 2 hours.
Is it difficult for you to like fall asleep after that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. What
That's
about for you?
crazy. I try not to scroll, but I still do. And sometimes I even then I'm already like kind of sleeping. I was like, oh, it's difficult for me to sleep. I take my phone and start scrolling. It's like, oh, and I tell myself that it helps me to fall asleep, like, but it's, I guess it's not helping me at all. That's crazy. Oh. People don't, and I think people also don't talk about that. They're like, oh, that's fine, that's fine. And Instagram and whatever social medias, they design their way to like
keep you
scrolling. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, so how long do you scroll for, like every day?
I think I've gotten a lot better. Like I set timers on my phone. So like right now I have 45 minutes.
For timer for like Instagram?
Instagram and TikTok are like
for 45 really, minutes.
Yeah, for 45 minutes each. And I try to limit it to that and not like do the ignore
thing button
when
yes.
it when it comes up. But yeah, I would say I try to be really good and try not to go in and scroll, but I find myself like it happens. Some days I'm there for 2 hours and
oh, that's hot. So you still like put that ignore button?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I do too. Yeah. I have an Instagram for 1 hour and I think 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Like 1 hour, 45 minutes. And mm-hmm. I think it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And for TikTok, I think I have 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because TikTok, I think it's more addictive.
Definitely.
Yeah, to me. So it's crazy. So do you have any recommendation? Like, do you have any tips to like scroll less on Instagram?
I would say being aware that it's a habit. And like for me, it's like noticing when I want to do it and like how I've kind of created that. I think we've kind of talked about this before, like kind of created it a habit into my routine. Whereas like in bed, when I lay down to go to sleep, I'm not going to get my phone. I'm trying to like break that habit of when I lay down in bed, I want to scroll. And so I'm trying not to do that. So over time, you just don't really crave it anymore. Just like with any other.
Because like, we are creatures of habits.
Yeah, kind of trying to break that habit. And same with, yeah, I think that's like my biggest tip is like noticing when you want to scroll and like do I want to go on and check my friend's post? Okay, that's one thing. Or do I want to go on because I have nothing else to do and I should be sleeping, but I want to go on and scroll? And then it's like, okay, do you need to do that right now? Like maybe, I don't know.
Like, be aware.
Yeah, being more, like, aware and just mindful about why you're going onto your phone and why you're going to scroll.
I think probably before you start scrolling, you, mm-hmm. like, ask yourself, okay, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing? Why am I doing for? Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. What am I going to get out of this?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So my another tip is I started recently posting more, mm-hmm. like, doing more like reels and Instagram, mm-hmm. and I noticed that I scroll less when I create.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like, yesterday I think I talked to myself and I thought, oh my god, you're not scrolling like a lot uh-huh. recently because you try to create your own stuff.
So you don't want that, like
I don't want that. Like that I enjoy creating. I try to enjoy my own life and not scrolling anymore. That's crazy. I was like, wow, that's a good tip. I think to create. Remember that Joe told us that you have to. I even wrote it down mm-hmm. to create an addiction to social media, but not in a scrolling way, mm-hmm. in a creation way.
Yeah.
So like, and he told us, oh my god, I have 8 or 10 hours of screen time, mm-hmm. but I'm not scrolling.
Yeah.
I'm creating. So I was like, I do my lives and I do. So what do you think?
I think that's really good.
Do you want to try?
I do. I really want to get into creating on social media.
And nice.
You inspire me actually. Nice. Seeing your reels every day. they're so good and.
Yeah, I made a I talked to my friend and she's like, when are you going to post something on Instagram? Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, you know what? I have to do that. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And she told me, why not? Why not to start right now? Because mm-hmm. I always like postpone everything. Mm-hmm. It's like with the podcast, the same. It's like everything was ready maybe like 2 days ago. But I was like, yeah, I know we have an arrangement for today, but still like everything was ready. 2 days ago, still my chairs were delivered. Mm-hmm. Those are nice chairs. I love it.
So nice.
Cozy. Yes, and I was like, okay, let's do Friday. But I was thinking, oh my god, and I also was watching a lot of podcasts myself. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my god, they do that. Why I'm not? Like I can do the same So that is also affecting. So the kind of, I'm trying to be not, I'm trying to scroll or watch those videos not in a jealousy way, but in a like inspirational way.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. They do podcasts. I can do the same.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Like kind of a motivation to like start.
Yes. Yeah. Like, oh my God, I have to do the same.
Yeah.
Because I noticed maybe like a month ago that I also, you know what they say, when you see a person and you don't like that person, I was like, oh my God, I don't like that person.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, like, I start thinking, so if I don't like that person, what exactly I don't like in that person?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like that person because he's good in social media, or like he does that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so that means that maybe I have to do the same. Mm-hmm. I have to instead of hating him, I have to, or like the, that person, instead of hating the person, I have to do the same. I have to maybe create.
Mm-hmm.
But like a month ago, I started to focus on the positive things instead of saying, oh, I hate him because he does that and he does that. And that means that I want to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I started to focus on the positive things, like, oh, what positive things I can take from him.
Yeah.
For example, he's successful with podcasts. And I was like, oh my God, I can do the same. I can be successful with my podcast too.
Mm-hmm.
So not like in a negative way, but in a positive way.
Yeah.
Did you do this? Like, do you have those thoughts?
Yes, definitely. And I think actually that's a good tip for being on social media, is following people that impact you in a good way. Like following people that inspire you to create or inspire you in some way, or you can look up to and can give you a positive impact. So like you said, but I definitely follow people or see people and it's like, oh, like, I don't like them. But like, why don't you like them? Are you jealous of them? Or do you not like them because they're not a good person? Like you said, kind of understanding like why I don't like them, and then finding why I can be, or how I can be inspired by them. I think that's a good way to use social
media. Opposite way of thinking.
Yeah, I think that's really good. Yeah.
So, yes. And I think also we need to be more positive in life.
Definitely,
in general.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. And do not do the self-hatred talk to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I always like, oh, I'm not good enough, or this, the music I created not good enough, or the podcast is not good enough,
mm-hmm.
or like, or my podcast will not be interested or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to there are some people who is going to watch my podcast, or like there are some people who's going to love my music, and same thing. Yes.
Yeah.
So like be more positive.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Do you think like people spend too much time on social media these days?
I think so. Yeah, for sure. And I think it's affected socially how we interact with each other. And that was actually something that when I thought of this topic, I really kind of felt compelled to talk about, is like kind of searching for that social connection in social media, and kind of maybe filling that need, that social need, temporarily or in a way that's kind of surface level, but you're not getting that like true connection with someone. And then kind of still feeling empty and like needing that connection. Like that'd be like eating lettuce when you're really hungry. And maybe you're like filling your stomach physically temporarily, but you're still going to be craving and you're still going to be not satisfied. And I think a lot of people feel that way. And that's that loneliness and that kind of emptiness we can kind of feel in a social environment. In a social way.
Do you think it's like a problem with the new generation? I mean, I'm not saying that I'm old or
yeah.
I'm saying like you, but still you're younger than me.
Yeah.
And you were saying, when we talk about that, you were saying that like it's a problem with your generation, like you don't actually talk to each other.
Yeah.
You're like you're more on your phones.
Mm-hmm.
You look. Do you have those friends? Like when you meet with your friends, mm-hmm. do you hide your phones, or are you still like in your phones? Something like that?
I think maybe that's why I tend to be friends with people that are like a little bit older, because like when I'm with other people that are my age, I feel like we're just on our phones. Like, even we'll all be together hanging out. And again, it depends on like your friends. And but I would notice that, like, when I was in high school, is we'd all be together, but we were all on our phones and nobody was talking, nobody was interacting. I also think that is different based on where you live. I think in the United States, maybe that's a little more prevalent. But yeah, I don't know. It's
Do you think, like, people live in their own, like, bubble?
Yes, yes. And I think, I don't know. I think that when you are so used to that, and, like, so maybe that's why it's in our generation, because that's, like, what we know, kind of, and what we're comfortable with is being online and, you like, using our phones. And I think when you feel awkward or you feel uncomfortable, your kind of mechanism is to go on your phone. And I think a lot of people kind of go to that, and then nobody knows how to navigate kind of like the awkward moments in a conversation, because instead of doing that or trying to, like, move the conversation naturally, you just go on your phone. And so I think that we don't really know how to interact with each other.
Right. So we don't have, like, communication skills.
Yeah. I think I noticed that a lot with people my age, is just lack of communication skills in general, and, like, kind of that awkward way of communicating. And I also
noticed that sometimes when I talk to people and there are some, like, pauses mm-hmm. between, I don't know, our sentences, mm-hmm. there is an awkward pause, mm-hmm. and nobody knows like what to say mm-hmm. next.
Yeah.
And I think it also affects the like all people.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's actually something that I've just started, like, understanding, is, like, that's just part of having a conversation with someone. Like, you could be super comfortable with them. It could be my sister. It could be my mom. But there's going to be a pause where somebody doesn't know what to say.
Right.
Always. And, like, understanding how to navigate that and knowing how to have that communication skill, I think, is what people lack, because they don't do that. They just, there's a pause. I don't know what to say, so I'm going to go on my phone.
That's crazy. Yeah. Crazy. I know.
Or, I guess the conversation's over, so, like, I'm going to scroll now. Yeah.
Have you ever felt like you couldn't put your phone down for, like, oh, I'm on my phone all the time, instead of having a conversation with someone?
I'm sure there has been a time. I think that I try to be, when I'm with somebody, I try to be really intentional about not being on my phone, because it bothers me a lot when somebody is on their phone when I'm with them. So I think in a social setting, I try to be really mindful of that. But I'm sure it's happened. I know I've felt uncomfortable around someone, and instead of talking to them, I've gone on my phone or not talked to them.
I think it's, again, like, so, like, that, like, the skill mm-hmm. they have, everything like this about the skill, like, they don't know what to talk about, and, like, they put their phone and they don't even know how to start the conversation
exactly.
with a person.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That's yeah. crazy. That's also affects sometimes I think, oh my god, maybe it's me, maybe I don't know English, because it's mm-hmm. not my native language, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, maybe it's me, maybe I don't know English enough, or I don't know some slang from mm-hmm. And I don't know what to talk about, but yeah. I think that's the social media problem, because everybody, they use the, the ChatGPT, and like, oh, can you create a sentence for me, please?
Yeah.
That's what I do also. But
yeah.
Like, you don't work with the skill. Like, you don't, like, you have that trouble with a communication skill. Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's, if you don't practice, you're not going to
right.
get better. You're not going to work that muscle. You're not going to learn how to communicate yes. with people if you don't do it. And I think for me, that's been a huge thing, is like, I'm a pretty shy person. I think that, you know, I can be kind of awkward, and like realizing that you're going to have, like, to be able to talk to people, you have to go out and talk to people.
Oh yeah.
Like, you're not going to know how to do that unless you don't do it.
It's especially for us, like, to create the good music, you have to
exactly.
at least to create something. It's yeah. like, you know, you wake up and like, oh, I'm gonna create a hit right now. But if you yeah. didn't do it for, remember, like, I was we were setting up the instruments right now, the microphones, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot that. But I learned how to do that, but I forgot it already. Yeah. You know, you have to practice all the time. Yeah. That the same thing with the communications. Yeah. Oh, let me see what are we going to talk about next.
Yeah. I would say one more tip about, sorry.
You're fine. Go ahead.
I would say one more tip about trying to not be so addicted to social media is just trying to feel fulfilled in your life. Like having good social connections, having something that makes you happy, whether that's a hobby or a job or just something or just to create. I think being fulfilled and happy, which is way easier said than done, will make it harder for you, or make you, like you said, you won't want to go online as much when you want to live in your real life.
Yes. You know? To create, you know that what they say, like, you're not actually horny, you need a hug, or you're not actually like something like that.
Exactly.
Because that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, since we're talking about the tips, I didn't have a lot of notifications on my phone, but maybe weeks ago, I turned off all the notifications, like at all. I don't have anything.
Yeah.
And I think yesterday I was working on my computer and I was so busy. I know I had to leave my house like in 30 minutes, but I knew that I have to finish and I had time. So I was working and my phone rang. I was like, oh my God. And that interrupted the whole process. Mm-hmm. So I didn't finish my work. Mm-hmm. I was disturbed. I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And that's an also nice. Do you have any notifications on your phone?
I do. And I think that's a good tip, is turning off notifications. Because sometimes I find myself getting like annoyed with people. Like I'm like, leave me alone. Like stop texting me. Like I'm in the middle of doing something, or like you said, I'm working on something and their notifications come in, or maybe they texted me something or emailed me something like upsetting, or maybe my mom texted me something that that would annoy me. And it's like, now my peace is disturbed and now my creative process is disturbed. And I think turning off your notifications, turning your phone on do not disturb is really important and really good.
It's not even about the, like, that people annoy.
Yeah, no.
I don't know, but yeah. I was just, yeah, that too. But it's sometimes when you take your phone just to read one message, and like you notice you wind up in Instagram or something.
Yes.
And you see the hours. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, it was like 3 o'clock. Now it's 4. Mm-hmm. It's like, what was I doing?
Yeah. And even like sometimes the act of like even just picking up your phone and reading that one text can take you completely out of whatever creative flow you are in. It's like when you're driving and you look down at your phone and then you look. I think there's a statistic that like it takes you 10 seconds or no, more like maybe like 30 seconds to like recalibrate your surroundings after you look down at your phone.
Oh, wow.
And so like it can kind of like it takes you a second to like refocus and maybe you forgot what you were going to do or. Yeah, I don't know.
And depends on the speed. When you drive like 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Sometimes something is happening like in 5 seconds and 30 seconds is too long.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't react. And that's,
Tell me about it. But the phones, that's crazy. Like there are a lot of people. When I drive and I stop on the red light, I like turn my head.
It's everybody.
And I see the person like on the phone right, like instantly.
Yeah.
I think they didn't even pick up the phone on the red light. They were just on their phones. Like they drive like this.
I drive on the highway and we're going 70 miles an hour and people are holding their phones in their hands.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's so scary.
People on their phones all the time.
They are.
So yes. Yeah. And notifications are crazy. Like you have to remove them. Like it's it's disturbing you. Like you cannot even create. Everything is on your phone. Nothing is, you know, even, I don't know, even if someone is dying, I think you still have time maybe to, I don't know what to say.
No,
nothing is happening. You can wait, like the person can wait.
It can always wait, yeah.
Yeah, something can always wait. Because that disturbs me all the time. Yesterday I noticed that, like right away. And I don't want to turn off the call notifications because sometimes I get like really important calls.
Yeah.
But I think so I try to tell people like, yes, I am. I try to tell people like I don't have any notifications. Please, if you need something from me, like right away, I won't probably answer you. That's crazy.
That's good because for me, I find myself kind of getting a little bit anxious when I turn off my notifications, and then if somebody texts me, I think, oh, I don't want them to think I'm ignoring them or them to be, you know, wondering why I'm not answering, and so I'll answer them. But yeah, just saying, hey, look, I'm not gonna be on my phone for a while. Like, yeah, hopefully it's nothing important.
I know people are crazy right now because they want the instant answer. They like their I need to order. What I need to order? I need to order like some vitamins, and I can order from Amazon, and it's gonna be delivered tomorrow. But there's another option. I can order from the store, like a different store, and it's going to be delivered in like 5 days. And nobody's like, no, no way.
Yeah.
Even if it's more expensive than Amazon, like you don't want to wait. You're just like, oh, I don't need to wait. I don't want to wait. I just want to, right now, I want to have it tomorrow or like even today. There are some deliveries that is by the end. If you order now, you'll get it by the end of the day. That's crazy.
Yes. I think that's actually, I mean, that's a whole other thing we can go
people
into.
People are so impatient.
Yes, it's just like needing that like instant gratification and that instant, just like everything right now.
That's why you scroll why you need like, oh my God. And sometimes I notice that when I scroll for a long time, for like an hour, I don't need to because I already, like you said, got some dopamine. I don't need to, like, I'm fine, I'm happy. And in order to not scroll and be happy, you have to do something. And I was like, no way, I have to do something.
Yes.
And after you scroll an hour, you don't need to do anything.
Exactly.
Because like, you don't want to do anything.
I don't need to go work out. I already got my endorphins from my phone.
Right?
Yeah.
And I have to work out for an hour to get. So, like, it's so difficult.
Exactly. I don't need to go meet up with my friend because I already, you know, got that social connection from my phone. Like, I think that's,
That's crazy.
Right there is why we're addicted to social media, I think. Yeah.
Do you have any rules for yourself, like not to, so I don't touch my phone during Sunday, or I don't touch my phone when I meet with my friend and I have lunch?
Yeah, I think I don't touch my phone when I'm with someone, or I try to be really good about not doing that unless it's, you know, an emergency or something. I also have a very strict rule, which I'm good about sticking with, about not using my phone in the morning when I get up in the morning.
Oh, that's the worst.
I know. I'm actually pretty proud of it because I've gotten really good about that. And, like, I don't have a set time limit, but it's, like, I don't check it when I wake up. It's not even a part of my routine now because I've just created it a habit where it's, I don't even think about it. But I get up and I go make a tea and then I'll read for a little bit and then I'll check my phone, like, I don't know, an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours after I get up.
I love it. I always check them. Sometimes instead of, you know, for example, I have to wake up at 8 and I have to leave my house at 9. So what I do, I wake up at 8 and I check my Instagram till 8:45. And then I have 15 minutes. What do? I go to the shower for like 5 minutes. And meanwhile, I put something on my, I fry something, you know, I put I make the tea and everything is ready by 9, but I didn't have time to have breakfast. So what I do, I take everything in my car and I eat in my car while I'm driving, which is, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. I mean, I think I got better. And especially when you create something, you notice that, oh, I'm not interested anymore in other people's lives because I need to, in order to create, you have to think what to create.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
Instead of watching other people's life, I think, oh my God, what do I have to do tonight? What reels, like, what reel do I want to do? Or like, about what? Something like that. That's crazy.
Yes. I have noticed that too, where it's like, I don't want that distraction. Like, I don't want to be distracted. Or, like, I've noticed that feeling, too, where it's, like, if I'm on my phone, then I'm not thinking about the things I want to create. Or I don't have that space in my brain when it's being filled with all this other stimulation, you know? And I think, like, once you kind of find that quiet almost of, like, not scrolling and not having that constant kind of influx of information, you start to think and you start to have ideas and you start to have inspiration. And I don't, where was I going with that? Oh, but you kind of crave that instead of craving all of the information that you're getting from your phone. I don't know if that makes sense.
Like you have for example, you have some memory in your brain.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you put, instead of putting like other people's lives and
it's your own. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Make exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I love it. Yeah. What do you think about, it's not about the Instagram, mm-hmm. but sometimes, and myself, like mm-hmm. we always say, oh, but I'm not on Instagram, but I watch YouTube videos, mm-hmm, for example. Mm-hmm. Is it the same?
I would say it depends what content you're watching on YouTube, and I would also like kind of still having that question to yourself, like, why am I watching this? So I can get new information. Am I watching this video about how to do something, or am I watching this video to distract myself? Or is I think just like still having that awareness of, you know, what is the purpose behind what I'm doing right now? So I think it depends. What do you think?
It's crazy for me because I'm going to say the word crazy in this podcast mm-hmm. 100 times. For me, it's a little bit, I think it's, yeah, I agree with you. It's like depends on the content. Mm-hmm. But I think it's boring for me to watch nice and educational content when I, for example, eat. When I eat, mm-hmm. I watch YouTube all the time. Mm-hmm. I think that's a problem. Do you, like, because I think I don't have anyone to eat with.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, it's my kind of my another person. I don't know what to say.
No, I mean, I do that too. And I think, I don't think there's anything wrong with using social media. It, like, everything's about balance. Like, if you're using it, your favorite. I think if you're using it occasionally because it's fun and it makes you feel good and it's entertaining, like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's the same as, you know, watching a movie or whatever, having an occasional drink. But if you're doing it to the point where it's affecting you negatively and preventing you from doing the things in your life that you want to do and create the things that you want to do, I think that's when it's a problem. If you're just watching a YouTube video to entertain yourself while you eat, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. What do you think?
Yeah. As you see, I'm doing podcasts, so I'm proud of myself. And I think that's because I don't have notifications. Mm-hmm. I stop scrolling for like an hour. Mm-hmm. Not an hour, but for hours. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking what to create. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I think I start to... Also, I do walks, like an hour walk every day. Mm, I try to do that, like every day, like an hour walk.
Yeah.
With no phones, no music. I used to do that with music, mm-hmm. but I think it doesn't work with the same way. Mm-hmm. You have to like be like empty. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that I enjoy walking like more. Yeah. I enjoy the surroundings around. I was like, wow. And especially we live here in such an amazing place. Mm-hmm. Like that there's an ocean like 5 minutes away,
yeah.
And there are like people are smiling all the time. Like, I know it's difficult because it's everything in our phones right now, and even like we work on our computers, on our phones all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yes, that's kind of another tip. Do you have anything else? And also like restriction time. Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And don't press the. That like the ignore button all the time.
Yeah, they make it too easy to do that.
Yes. So yeah. I think it used to be a password. Or do you have to put the password right now?
I don't. But I think you're right. There used to be, or maybe you can still set it.
I have to check this out because when you put sometimes the put to make an effort to put the password.
Yeah, and you're like,
I noticed that, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I also think, not that I know to think, but I asked my friend, like, I have a few social medias, and we have Instagram, we have like Telegram, we have WhatsApp, and I talk with some of my friends or my family on WhatsApp, some of my friends on Telegram, and some of my friends on Instagram. And I asked my friend, can we not, to, because my friend doesn't like the, like, Telegram or WhatsApp, so we always talk through Instagram. And I was like, can we talk on somewhere else?
Oh, that's good.
And the person's like, no, can you just talk and not check the reels? But it's so difficult.
It's so difficult. You're right. That's a really good tip, actually. I find, like, there's people that I only talk to on Instagram, but I'll go respond to their message, and then I'm on the reels.
Right?
I'm scrolling.
I don't know what to do, because some people, they go, no, I don't want to.
Yeah. I've never even asked, but that's a good tip. It's just, like, ask. And
probably if another person doesn't scroll all the time, maybe it's not a problem for them.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that it's going to be maybe less communication between you after you, like, you completely decide to not to touch Instagram anymore.
Yeah.
What about if you, I mean, we're not that famous yet, but what if, like, you're going to get more comments and, like, more like social media, like, from other people in your direct, how do you cope with that?
That's interesting. I've heard a lot of people who, like, social media is their job, talk about this a little bit. And from what I've heard, it sounds like they almost use it less. Like, it's their job. Like, a lot of people who are online as their job, like, you look at who they follow and it's a zero. Like, they don't follow people. They have maybe, like, 8 million followers, and then they follow zero people. So it's like, it seems like they kind of just go on. Maybe they engage a little bit with their followers, but then they don't have a feed. Like, they're not following anybody. I don't know. So it's like their job, I guess. And it's not, like, for fun. I don't know. That's kind of what I've gotten. But I don't know if I would do that. I don't know.
I mean, I have some.
What do you think?
But I have some people I cannot unfollow them. So
yes, right. I mean,
it's like they're my friends. Yes. I cannot unfollow you.
Yeah, I agree. So, I don't know. Like, right now, my Instagram is a personal, like...
Personal, yes.
It's all people, all my friends, all people in my life. So, maybe it's different when your social media page is your job and nothing else. I don't know.
So, you think that you have to create another, like, different page?
Maybe you're... I don't know. Maybe they just don't use it.
I don't want it. It's going to be another Instagram for me.
I know.
No. And they, I know, they put different stuff for you. They know what you like.
Right.
And they could put, like, they put different reels, and they're like, you keep scrolling. Yeah. No, I cannot.
I don't know.
I won't be able to handle two Instagrams. No way.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I think, how do you feel about yourself when you when you spend so much time on Instagram?
I do not feel good. And that was, like, kind of what I said in the beginning, was, like, I almost feel the same, like, feeling that I would feel if I went out and, like, drank a lot. And, like, it's, like, oh, kind of guilty. And, like, I find a lot, if I'm on my phone for a long time, I feel so tired. And, like, I don't want to do anything else. And I just feel like, ugh, just, like, not good in any way. And I think noticing that feeling has really made me not want to scroll for so long. It's just, like, knowing that I'm going to feel that way has kind of, it's, like, kind of why I stopped drinking. It's, like, the feeling that I had afterwards was so bad that I just didn't want to do the initial
thing. You don't want to enjoy for a couple of hours?
Yeah, for that horrible feeling at the end.
The next day. Oh, okay, that's great.
What about you?
Sometimes I even have a headache.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I get migraines if I'm on my phone.
It's like,
too much.
Oh my God, that's crazy. And I don't usually have headache.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel bad when you scroll for a long time?
I I feel like, yeah, I think I'm tired. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to do anything else.
Yeah.
I'm just tired. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you, they also say, do you compare yourself with other people, like we were talking in the beginning?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I feel like a lot of people like to blame a lot of, like, you know, beauty standards and stuff on social media. And, like, I agree with that. And I think it's almost subconscious. For me, at least, like, when I'm looking at people's pictures, I'm not like, oh, like, I don't like myself because they look this certain way. But I think to a certain degree, it does start to affect your self-esteem a little bit.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
So, like, any changes in your self-esteem?
Yeah, I think so. I think for me, I think it comes down to more of, like, I feel like my self-esteem is the highest when I'm present. And, like, because when I'm present, I want to feel good. I want to take care of myself. I want to look good. And when I'm, you know, on my phone scrolling and not present in my own life, you know, I almost go numb. And I don't feel good. And I don't feel present. And maybe I don't leave my house because I've been on my phone for so long, so I don't really care about looking good.
Oh, yeah.
And then I go out into the world, into society, and I have to interact with people in real life. And, like, I haven't been doing that because I've been on my phone, so I feel, like, not good about myself. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
And I think I don't compare
Mm-mm.
myself with other
Mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
Like... If I answer consciously,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but I think I still do,
mm-hmm,
like,
yeah,
maybe, like I was saying in the beginning, like, oh my God, he has a podcast mm-hmm. and I don't,
mm-hmm.
kind of, that's a comparison.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that kills the joy, that, you know, that what they say, comparison is the kill of joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to absolutely. Compare yourself with other people. Oh, mm-hmm. that's crazy, because they, everybody have their own, like, way of.
Yeah.
Of doing things.
Yeah. And I know it's said so many times, but, like, they're only showing this tiny part of it, you know? They're not showing the whole picture of, like, maybe they have this super successful podcast, but they're not showing, you know, when they started and they were doubting themselves. Like, even the first reel you posted I thought was really good, where you talked about, you know, not showing, like, the hard moments and, you know, all the struggles, because a lot of people don't show that. And they just show themselves super successful and you compare yourself to them being super successful, but you're not comparing yourself to them when they were struggling, you know? And so I think that I like when people yes. are really real and raw on social media, because...
Nice. Yeah. That's what I posted
yeah,
this, because
I
always do that. I never show, you know, like, the difficult times, or just see, mm-hmm. oh, look, I'm successful,
exactly,
kind of like
exactly.
this. But yes, we have to... I wish the people show more
mm-hmm.
of their, like, the way of the success, not
too.
Just the,
yeah.
the end.
Yeah, I do too. I also love a story. So I think if you show the whole story, it just, people want to engage with you more. They know you, so they feel more connected to you. Like, I think that's just overall just such a better way to be a presence on social media, is just to show everything, if you want to. Some people don't want to share that much, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to share, like, my my underwear details.
Oh, sure.
But
I
yeah,
didn't mean that.
But
I meant,
yes.
Like the whole story.
But the story, yes.
Yeah.
I want to share. That's why I started to do that, because mm-hmm. yes, I still have now I start my podcast, so it's like it's the beginning,
mm-hmm.
so it's maybe it's not perfect, or maybe it's I cannot even say the perfect words, but
yeah.
yes, it's the beginning, mm-hmm. that's the way of, like, that's how people learn,
mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy again.
Yeah, even, like, coming on here, I was a little bit nervous, because, you know, I was like, oh, what if I don't say the right things, or what if, you know, I'm awkward, or we have our awkward pauses and we don't know how to continue. And it's like, well, What you're not gonna go, like?
Right. Yeah, I understand. But yeah, again, thank you. Thank you for coming. Course, this I appreciate course. That so much.
No, I mean, I love talking to you, and you're very easy to talk to.
So. Yeah. So you see, and I try to create like a nice and chill atmosphere here to cozy. Be like cozy and just talk.
Yeah, I feel very comfortable.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I think that's the most important. That's what I told you. That's why I want to do podcasts, because I want to talk to people. Mm-hmm. And we usually have nice conversations. Maybe it's not good on cameras right now, but usually it's like, because we're just starting, we can do another one later if you want to. And it's just, that's the way of creating and trying, at least trying. Yeah. So you see, I'm happy that I tried.
Yeah, me too.
do you think that like, social media also affect your like friendship and relationships?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like I said, as a person that's, like, pretty introverted and, like, shy, it's, you know, I've had to really make an effort to, you know, make...
To go out.
To go out and to make connections in real life, but it's so much more fulfilling, and I think that that's just, you know, made it a lot easier, because in the past, you know, I would just go on my phone and, no, I don't need to... meet people because, like,
oh yes,
I don't know, I just didn't feel like I needed it because I was kind of getting it from my phone, but it was a temporary fulfillment, like it was a temporary fix.
I think that affected me a lot because I think I'm not I don't know, maybe it's the generation thing, but I think I'm not good in social media, and I prefer to go out and to meet people because it's for me it's there are a lot of noises around. Hopefully it's not going to be recorded. Yeah. For me it's like difficult to meet people on social media. Mm-hmm. So it's for me it's easier to go out and like meet some people and become friends because I think I'm more I don't know, comfortable actually talking to people instead of talking on like an Instagram or whatever social medias.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not that introvert, but it's it's getting maybe sometimes it's interchangeable. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I want to be by myself. I want to be alone. I want to be in my social medias. But sometimes I just want to be out there and just meet people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say that for me, it wasn't like, it was easy for me to meet people online because I don't enjoy that either. But it was more that I didn't make an effort to meet people in real life. So I just would rather have, you know, been at home, stayed at home, you know, watched my show or whatever it may be.
Oh, shows are crazy.
Yeah.
That's another
stayed
thing.
At home and like, and, like, didn't even pursue a life, like, of my own socially. I don't know if that makes sense. But so I would, like, you know, watch other people vlogging themselves, you know, in Europe, you know, meeting all these people or, like, having these, like, fun adventures. And I would just watch them and, like, not do that for myself. And then I kind of started, you know, going out and doing that stuff for myself and, like, having those adventures myself and meeting people in real life myself. And I think that's...
Instead of like creating, do you want to create your own vlog or do you want to create your just not about the vlogging? Do you want to create your own adventure?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
So instead of watching other people vlogging, you want to just go and travel by yourself.
Yeah.
And why you don't do that because you just I already saw Paris.
Yeah.
Because she showed me already.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think for a long time I thought like that. Was like, oh, you know, I saw this person's video, I don't need to go do it myself. But it's so much better when you go and do it
right?
yourself.
So that's why I told you like a few minutes ago that's I started to create and I noticed that, oh my God, I'm not interested anymore in other people's social media and their lives. There's like, it's not interested anymore. It's like, it's crazy.
Because you're doing it yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have to think, I started to think not about what do I have to do to make my like social media interesting, but I started to think, oh my God, what I want to do and maybe what I want to show other people like that's why I try to share like the real life, like, yes, that's me and I have troubles. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's me and I walk mm-hmm. around the beach yeah. without my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, so go ahead. Yeah, yes, because yeah. you're going to Paris. Are you going to do something?
I know.
You're going to do the vlog or you just... You
wanna... I should, shouldn't I? I should do something.
If you want to, yes.
I think I should. We'll see.
At least...
Maybe... Yeah.
You know, I have to... that's a kind of my... One of my habits to try.
Yeah.
Like, without trying, you would never be...
Right. Yeah.
Whatever I am right now,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
you just have to try. Just, or maybe it's your thing, or maybe it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And not to yeah. be, not to regret, like, oh, I tried and that I didn't like that.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
like, you just, you know, it's okay, go ahead, the next thing. So mm-hmm. you just need to be like, focus on one thing. Oh, I'm a failure. You mm-hmm. have to be like more, or I tried mm-hmm. and I'm so happy, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to try the next thing. I want to yeah. try. Oh, I tried my podcast. I'm mm-hmm. so happy. Yes, it didn't go the way I wanted,
yeah.
for example.
Yeah.
Or, but be like more, like I was saying previously, be more positive. Like, mm-hmm. I tried. Mm-hmm. Yes, but I want to try next thing. Like,
yeah.
like
yeah.
okay, I tried vlogging. Okay, now I want to try, mm-hmm. I don't know, something else.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to
yeah.
try surfing.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe I'll vlog one day or make a reel one day and see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, always step by step.
Yeah.
You don't need to do now I'm doing podcasts and I have to post every single day.
Yeah.
No, you don't
yeah.
need to do that
yeah.
because you're going to burn out.
Mm-hmm.
So just step by step. Start with one podcast maybe. And it's a long process. It's like you have to make an arrangement with a person. Mm-hmm. You have to like set everything up. You have to edit later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you
yeah.
have to post. Like it's
yeah.
a lot of work. So it's
yeah.
You don't need to force yourself. Just, you know, step by step.
Yeah. yeah.
That's yeah. also like kind of a habit, like to something like step by
Definitely.
Step.
Yeah.
Not because I was trying. And also... I think you enjoy better than you do step by step. You like you
yeah.
leave the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's kind of I changed that mindset
mm-hmm.
like recently.
Mm-hmm.
I started to enjoy like every step I do. Like I post one reel and
mm-hmm.
yes, it has 200 views, but I enjoy the process and maybe the next one is going to be better or what. It just I don't wait for the results. It's
mm-hmm.
like with the social media. Like
yeah.
I posted everything. Like oh look, I'm a pilot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I didn't show them 1 year of my studying and struggling and the same thing. So, but I stopped waiting for the end. I like enjoy the
yeah.
I enjoy the moment right now.
Yeah.
It's like I enjoy sitting right here
yeah.
and talking,
yeah.
and it's really nice. And I don't need to, oh my God, this podcast, like five people are gonna watch this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Like because I enjoy the moment right now. Like oh, I'm having fun right now. It's like so nice and. Kind of my dream is here, like it's
yeah.
coming true.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's everything you said was so good just now, and I agree with that so much. I think just like learning to be present is just like it just makes life so much better. And there's, I don't know if I want it. There's a quote in that I actually want to get tattooed, but it's in Spanish, and it's, "Para vivir el sueño hay que estar despierto," and it's like to live the dream, you have to be awake for it. And I think that, like, that's just, like, I'm trying to live by that because it's so true. Like, being here and talking to you is so much more fun than, you know, actually, like, having the podcast up on social, or up online.
Like, down.
Yeah.
Like, what they say, yeah, there was a, it's not a saying, it's like a more, a story.
Mm-hmm.
There was a teacher, and there are a lot of students, and... He was telling them, "Oh, look, I'm right here, and I'm teaching you, and
mm-hmm.
and you're not here."
Yeah.
And they're like, "No, we are right here. We are studying."
Yeah.
And he said, "No, I'm right here,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking at you right now. I'm teaching you right now,
mm-hmm.
but you are not here. You already think that. Oh, after that class, I'm gonna go eat. I'm gonna." What I'm gonna do, and tonight I'm gonna watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not
mm-hmm.
actually in the moment.
Yes, I've like become so aware of that. I think just in this last maybe 6 months or a year, I just like really started noticing that. And I think to go back to social media, but I think social media really affects our ability to be present and be, you know, here right now.
Yeah, because people, I think Instagram is made for to show I think nobody wants to post their bad days there.
Oh, yeah.
Like they want to post like, oh look, I'm drinking Dom Pignon and on Maldives, right?
Yeah.
So it's like nobody wants to show like, oh, now I'm poor, I don't have money to pay for my like rent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be present. That's the key. Do you think social like media like has done more harm to the society?
Mm. That's a good question. It's hard to say.
I know, right?
I think in terms of social, yes. In terms of happiness, I would say it's hard to say because I think in a lot of ways it's made people really free in the way that it's kind of allowed people to do a lot of jobs online and kind of like, you know, travel and live, you know, not a 9-to-5, you know, normal life. So it's so hard to say. I don't know. What do you think?
I was watching that movie. I think it's on Netflix. It's Social. I think it's Social Dilemma.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've seen that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. So they were talking about that people were creating a lot to help people, like mm-hmm. that social media to help people, mm-hmm. but they didn't care about the other side of the moon, mm-hmm. of the like negativity and the harm, mm-hmm. and that the addiction that mm-hmm. actually people have right now. Mm-hmm. So I think not yet, but I think it's going there if we are not mm-hmm. gonna be aware.
Yeah, I think that's a good answer. Not yet, but we're headed there if we don't.
Especially
change.
With the AI right now.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
It's getting crazy.
Yeah.
We already kind of talked about that, but yes, I think we. There was a question like, do you think like everything, the social media changed the way we communicate? In a way, I want to talk about that, in a way that we don't know how to maybe, we also like have short answers and short questions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it's a little bit affecting?
Mm. That's an interesting question. Yeah, I've never thought about it that way, but yes. And I wonder if it almost comes. Oh, go.
It's like a little bit more. Like, I think I like deep conversations, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. we have all the time.
Yeah.
But not so many people want that deep conversation. They're like more, you know, hey, and
yeah.
Something that's the question about that. Maybe social media changed that deep communications mm-hmm. with people.
Yeah, I wonder if it has to do with the fear of being vulnerable with each other. And I think that's the answer that I give, because that's how I've experienced that, of like somebody, so even I think I've done this with you, where you'll ask me something and I give a short answer and then I kind of deflect back to you, or like I'll ask you a question.
What do you think?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I think for me, at least, that comes from fear of being vulnerable, or like, oh, if I answer how I'm going to answer, like, what are you going to think? Or kind of always gauging. I think social media has made us very aware of what people are going to think about us, and kind of self-conscious about how we appear in the world. I don't know if that makes sense.
But you're saying that you were like, you were thinking, oh, what am I going to say, or what am I going to think?
Yeah.
But it's just from your perspective.
Yes.
That's kind of the way I think I'm better with in real life, because mm-hmm. in social media, you read the message from other person, mm-hmm. like from mm-hmm. for example, from you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you texted me, I cannot come, I'm busy. And I can read that with a different like way. I can read it with a, oh, you know what, I'm so sorry, I'm busy and I just cannot come. Or I can read like, ah, oh, I don't like you, I hate you, that's why I won't come. So that's kind of I think that's your answer. If you, like, you started to think, I because I always think like, oh my god, if I do that, what are they gonna think? So that's the same thing, I think. Do you think it's because of the social media?
I think it has to, I think it kind of has to do with it. And I think we're, a lot of people maybe are scared of, like, intimacy and, like,
to be vulnerable.
And, like, what maybe the responsibility, like, I don't know how to say it, but, like,
to think that, like, to be like, to think that, oh, he's gonna think I'm stupid, something like that.
Yeah. Or, you know, like, if I share my real thoughts, what is this, you know, it, am I gonna be judged? Even if it's something, like, so not important, it's, I think, I don't know. Does that make sense? Like, kind of.
Do you think you, do you think you're not that honest with your answers, or, like, in general?
No, I think...
Like,
when I
ask you a question, for example, what do you think about podcast? You would say, oh, my God, he's going to think that, he's going to think that, he's going to think that. And then you answer, like, what I want to hear from you, or not that you're honest answer, something like that?
I mean, this can be a whole other topic.
Oh, yeah,
But I think... If you asked me that question a year ago or 2 years ago, I would have said that I would have answered how I thought that you would want, or how you wanted me to answer. I think now I answer how I truly feel and, like, what my real thoughts are. But that's something that I've had to overcome, because I am such a people pleaser that, you know, 2 years ago I would have answered, how does Ilya want me to answer? And I'm going to answer in that way regardless of what I think myself.
Is it just towards me, or is this, like, in general, like, you change your mindset? It's just because I'm asking because we met each other like 6 months ago, right? And in the beginning, we didn't have a lot of conversations, but later, like, after a while, like, again, step by step, like, we started to talk about a lot of different things, and we started to talk about different topics. That's why I'm asking. Is it just because when you talk to me, I don't judge, or I don't expect you to answer the way I want you to answer? I want to hear the truth, or I want to hear your answer. That's why that's my podcast is for, just to hear the other people's opinions, not like exact my point of view.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, with you, I feel very, like, I feel like I can answer genuinely, like, how I feel. And that's part of the reason I love talking to you.
Nice.
But I think I've tried to be really good about doing that with everybody, because if I'm not doing that, then I'm not being who I am. I'm not being genuine to myself, and I'm, you know, creating this person that's not really real. And I think, like, going back to social media, I think that's, like, that's what we do on social media, is showing the best version of ourselves and showing, you know, the best angle and the best answer and the best. And maybe that's not even real. Probably isn't even real. And I think, like, showing up in the world as myself, the real version of myself, is something I've really tried to do this, like, in the last 2 years. I feel like I've been really intentional about doing that. And with you, it's very easy.
Nice. I'm so happy. What did you do to change that mindset? You just started to talk to people?
Yeah, I just started to talk to people and give them, and just be honest. When they ask me my opinions about something, instead of thinking, like, oh, what do they think? What's their opinion on this topic? I would answer honestly. And I think it just came from realizing, like, the same, like, when I would answer not in a genuine way, I would feel bad about myself. And that same, like, feeling of, like, when you do something so many times, like, feeling so bad about yourself to a certain point where you're like, I need to change that, because, you know, I don't feel confident. I don't feel like myself. I don't. Yeah. So
Nice.
Needing to change it because of that. Yeah.
I know. I always say that's why I don't have a lot of friends, because mm-hmm. I always answer honest. Like, I have honesty all the time. Like,
yeah.
Because I think that's the friendships is for me. Friendship is like to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I always try to be honest with the person. Like, yeah. I don't need to hide or like disguise
yes.
real me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to change that. I think it's difficult.
Yeah.
I think you have to have balls for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think that's the way.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I actually want to tell you that was one of the things about you that I just was like, so, I don't know, that made me like you so much, was like, in class, you were just like so, and just in general, you're so unapologetically yourself. But like in the best way, like, because you're such a great person, but you're so genuine. And
thank you.
Yeah, like you say what's on your
mind. Thank
you. But you say what's on your mind, and you're not afraid. And I was just like, wow, I want to be like Ilya.
Oh, that's so nice.
I want to disagree when I don't agree with something, and I don't know. You're inspiring to me in that way.
Nice, thank you.
Yeah,
I think welcome. It's just because I just. It just. I think that's my life, and I want to live my best life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like every day.
Yeah.
That's why I don't wanna, but you know what I wanna say, that I wasn't like this before.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had to learn this.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be unapologetic, like you said, because
mm-hmm.
I was also like a people's pleaser. I was like,
mm-hmm.
oh my God, what he's gonna think.
Yeah.
But you have to learn those things. Like
mm-hmm.
if you don't know how to do that, you just have to because if you feel comfortable, go ahead. Like
mm-hmm.
if you find that's fine,
mm-hmm.
but if you don't feel like, oh my God, I don't feel like me, like myself,
mm-hmm.
you have to learn it. And I think that mm-hmm. the goal is to say no.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I know it's maybe it's a different
yeah.
topic, but and I think maybe actually social media is good for that, because
mm-hmm.
it's easy to type no instead of like say to
yeah.
the person.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's not just to say no to everything, but to
mm-hmm.
say no to say no towards to your yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, I want, yes, I like you. I want to go out with you tonight
mm-hmm.
and be there till 2 o'clock in the morning
mm-hmm.
and wake up tomorrow at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I'm going to say no because I have plans for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do
mm-hmm.
my podcast. So I have to edit my podcast
yeah.
tomorrow, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's really good. And I've really struggled with that, is saying no. And then kind of like feeling like, oh, why did I do that? Or like, oh, why did I go out with that person and stay out so late when I knew I wanted to do this? And then like not being able to set those boundaries for myself, and then kind of not have... I don't want to say resentment, but like kind of, then I'm like, oh, then I can't be social at all because I can't set these boundaries for myself. You know what I mean? And it's like, no, you have to set those boundaries for yourself and be social, but be comfortable setting those boundaries. I don't
yes.
know if that makes
and
sense.
And boundaries is again about
yeah.
the social media.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You
yeah.
set
exactly.
your boundaries. Like I cannot wake up, open my eyes and go straight to Instagram.
Yeah.
I have to set the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I want to do that.
Yes.
But
mm-hmm.
you say no to
yes.
that, and
yeah.
you say yes to, I know, I want to have breakfast,
mm-hmm.
like proper breakfast, not inside my car, but
mm-hmm.
like with the
yeah.
table. I just love, you see, I love the setups. I just love the tea, and I cannot do that in my car. It's
yes.
like it's crazy.
Yes.
So instead of saying yes to Instagram, you say no, but you say yes to yourself, like towards yourself. So
yeah.
that's why.
Yeah. Actually, that was another topic that I wrote down in my notes, was like understanding that like a want can be a want and not having to give into the want. Do you know what I mean? Like it's okay to want to go on your phone, but that doesn't mean you have to go on your phone.
Oh yes.
And kind of just having that self-awareness of like, and almost discipline, I guess, to be like, no, like, we're not going to do that right now. Like, it's not going to make me feel good. The same way you might say no to, like, doing cocaine. Like, do I want to? Maybe. But, like, no. Like, I don't need to do that. I don't need to, you know, like, yeah.
Do you think it's like more, is it more, comes from the addictive personality?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And like kind of understanding that like it's okay to crave things, but you don't need to give in to every single craving that you have. And I think that can, once I understood that about life in general, I think that just things got a lot better.
Like, how did you learn not to like go into those cravings, like every craving you have?
I think just like becoming really self-aware. I think understand, I have a very addictive personality. Like I'll become addicted to anything if it gives me dopamine.
I think same here.
Yeah, like if it makes me feel good, I'll become addicted to it. And I think understanding that and knowing that about myself was like so integral and important for me, because it made me realize like this craving I'm having is a craving. It's not a need. It's not, I mean, sometimes, you know, food is like you need to eat. Yes. Or you need to, you know, have sex. I don't know, like kind of just understanding that like this is a craving that does not need to be fulfilled, especially if it's going to make me feel bad afterwards.
So yes, how did you learn how to like, yes?
Okay, so I think I learned by prioritizing feeling good and just understanding and becoming aware of how giving in to these cravings or these desires would affect, like, is this going to make me feel good just in this moment and going to make me feel bad when it's over, if that makes sense, and kind of prioritizing feeling healthy, feeling good, feeling happy, feeling confident with myself. And I don't know if we got it, but like
thinking ahead
a little, yeah, bit, kind of thinking ahead and like realizing how these different cravings would affect how I would show up in the world, how I'd interact with someone, how I would present myself, how I would, you know, feel confidence wise and, you know, is, you know, going out and drinking gonna make me feel physically good? No. And not feeling physically good is gonna affect how I can interact with someone, because I don't feel good about myself. I don't feel confident. I feel gross. I feel, you know, hungover. And just like, yeah, realizing that, like, you know, maybe I'll feel good for these 2 hours or these 20 minutes or these 5 seconds or whatever it may be, but I'm not gonna feel good, you know, tomorrow or in 2 hours when this whatever high this is comes down. And so, yeah, I think
nice.
That's my answer. That's my answer to that.
So,
yeah,
I think we're kind of done, right?
I know. I think we got a lot of stuff.
No, the good sign when you're done about the conversations, when you don't like feel like you don't have energy anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? You're like, yeah. You're like you kind of,
yeah,
like a squeeze lemon.
Yeah,
that's a good sign.
Okay.
I mean, it's, yeah, not just because we can talk more, yeah, about, I think their conversation is like, it was on peak and,
yeah,
like now it's like kind of getting down. So yeah, it's really good. I enjoyed the conversation. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, hopefully. Yeah, we're going to, if you want, we can do it again. We can talk in different.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about the like a social media addiction, but we can talk about the addictions in general.
Yeah, yes.
Since we are both kind of have different, no, not different, kind of have the same addiction, mm-hmm, personality.
Yeah.
Oh yes, I'm kind of getting better. I think you too.
Yeah, definitely.
But yes, yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah, there's so many topics like I could talk about with you.
Yes, there are so many topics.
I know.
Cheers! So, thank you.
Cheers!
Yay!
Having me.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
A little bit of ASMR. Yeah, it was nice. It was really nice. It was nice conversation. I love it. And yes.
Is there a way that you wanna like close out your podcast like or a little outro or something that you're gonna say?
Yeah, follow me, right?
Yeah.
Consider. I always say consider because, you know, when you say follow me, mm-hmm, people, you like kind of feel forced.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Then I don't want to.
Like, that's why I always say, consider following me if you like really like the podcast. And I hopefully it's going to be another one and another one and another one.
Yeah.
But I enjoy doing that. Like, wow. Like, finally, I think it's sometimes I'm a little bit afraid that I always love new things. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my God. Yeah. Music, something new. I want to do that. I feel great and I'm happy. And now the same thing, like, oh my God, podcast, I'm so happy and something new, something nice. But I really enjoy, like I feel, I've never felt like this before. Like,
Really,
like, it's so, it's like, I know it's not done, but it's, I got like, instant gratification, but not like I'm from scrolling. It's just like kind of, I don't know how to explain it. Like no words. I don't have.
Yeah, you're fulfilled. Kind of,
kind of like, and I don't know what to say. See, there are no words. Like, yeah, I'm happy. Thank you for supporting me.
Of course, always. In anything that you do. Yeah.
So yes. I don't know what to say, but yes, consider following me and write down some comments, write down some tips, right? If you have some habits about how to avoid, or not to avoid, but to be in balance between like real life and social media.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm going to post maybe my social medias.
Oh yeah, like, good idea.
If you want.
Yeah.
You can follow my social medias.
Yeah.
It's the same name, Ilya Veit.